Kong rule and how Hong Kong treats me in the future. So when I was, I think, around in FYGC or SYGC is when people started recognizing my voice. It suddenly became like from a childish voice to the voice that I have now. I never recognized it, but people around me started recognizing it, and they started telling me why you should do something with your voice. You should use it as your asset. I never took them seriously in the beginning because it was college life. I was fooling around and having fun. However, when I was in school and colleges afterwards also, I used to do a lot of plays. So over there, this was an asset that I used, where earlier I always wanted to do acting, but then I found out that I can do voice acting also. I shouldn't be in front of the camera always or in front of the crowd. So that's how I got into voice acting. I started researching it more on how I can use this. So whenever I used to get an opportunity to display this talent, I used to do it. I still remember the first jobs where I was working. It was more into